The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Janelle is here with us. We'll talk some movies, some entertainment, some Thanksgiving. Jacob says, so what happened? I was out. Normal show? not quite. Normal for us. If you just tuned in, I'll very briefly tell you what happened, and we're going to replay it from 4:30 to 5. An old friend of mine, I didn't realize he was an old friend of mine, the Weedium, who talks to dead people and channels people and things like that, and one of our guests a couple weeks ago mentioned her, and I said, oh, she sounds like a great guest, and then just happenstance, small world. She's from Los Angeles, and we used to work together about 15 years ago, and we were pretty tight. We're good friends, you know, office buddies. And she started giving a reading, and I think everyone who was listening put two and two together that if someone was really coming through, it seemed to be my dad. And it was very emotional, and it was very raw, and then I went in on a break and I got on the phone with her for about 4 minutes and she was bawling and I'm bawling and she's just telling me more things and I'm going to call her tonight when I leave. So that's why things seem a little weird and a little stilted and a little rattled just because we clearly didn't plan that to happen. But you never know in the DGS when it's going to happen and we wear our heart on our sleeves. I certainly do, as you guys know, and what you see is what you get. And so there you go. That's what happened. And if you didn't get to hear it, we'll play it again at 4:30. And I was just texting with Shannon, during the break, and we'll definitely have her on again.
Awesome.
For sure. Yeah. Then you guys can deal with it. we'll let your grandma come through and tell you stuff. Sheesh.
No thank you on that one.
So how'd that hit you? Y'all know you're listening.
I didn't get to hear. I came back when you guys had come back from break and heard you, this is not mocking you. I heard you crying and was just wondering because I was out shopping with my daughter on Cherokee Street. So I missed the beginning part of it. But yeah, it's... Like I was asking you on break, I just kind of wonder how the radio frequencies from her, like what made it so strong that was coming through? Was it like her, again, no shade to her, was it her was it her having just done a bong hit and that's what, it opens her up to it easier? Is it the holidays are coming up and she can feel your emotions and your vulnerability coming through? Does it, what makes it stronger? It'd be an interesting thing to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I've, like I've told you guys about this, I've had three or four things in my life happen to me psychically, even being a skeptic and an agnostic, that I just couldn't explain. I've told most of these stories on the air. So I've always been open to it. Mm-hmm. And I've had other mediums throughout the years say that, you know, my dad was coming through or my brother was coming through. And then at the Sally house, that famous video and sound of when the voice box seemed to be my brother coming through and talking about his suicide. So it sort of just followed me around. And even when I was a little kid, little bitty before kindergarten, I grew up in a feral neighborhood, like you're just off and running. And kind of catty corner from us was this old lady, kind of a old crazy religious zealot to most people. But she was like a grandma to me. My grandparents lived in Benton, Illinois. So she was kind of my go-to adopted grandma. I'd go see her every single day. And every single day I would go running into her yard and she would say, I'm like 3 or 4 years old, here they come. Here they come. Those devils and angels, they're always around you. They just fight for you so hard. And she'd say that every time I saw her. Like, that's my main memory of her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're like a conduit. You don't even know it.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have been there with me on the Halloween shows.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Like, you hand me those little, what are they called?
Those
divining rods.
Yeah, divining rods.
And they just spin around. Yeah.
They start, like, humming the word Dave.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. So maybe it is you.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. So what have you seen lately?
Yeah, I heard that you were scrolling TikTok for 4 hours instead of watching Train Dreams.
I'm watching it slowly.
Okay.
He's watching it on TikTok.
Please don't do that. That would break my heart.
Anytime Train Dreams comes up, or Pluribus,
sure,
I can't get past it fast enough because I don't want any spoilers, you know. But I'm about halfway through Train Dreams.
Yeah, I don't want to say a slow burn because there's really nothing that you're building towards. That is the vibe of the entire movie.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
You have liked it.
I have. Oh,
that's good.
I love Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
I love Felicity Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. I love trains. I love slow movies. So
but
yeah, it's perfect for me.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
The environment is so pretty. It's such a pretty film. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this week we have Hamnet coming out in selected theaters and Wake Up Dead Man, the Knives Out mystery.
You my friend who's so into Hamnet?
I loved it.
Yeah, she's been talking about it all week.
The book is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, the movie is good. It's a great adaptation of the book, but the book is probably one of the best things I've read this year.
Is the book like somebody with a sinus infection talking about Hamlet?
No.
What is it?
It is a story about, you really aren't aware that it's them. Now, the book never mentions the name Shakespeare at all. The movie says his name once towards the very end. But you are not, the story is, it is this married couple that she's kind of on the wild side, a child of the forest, who at that time, apparently, she was 26 and William Shakespeare was 18.
Hmm.
So, yeah, had that going on.
All right.
Just a very kind of odd couple, a lot of family abuse dynamics, toxic things going on both sides of their family. They come together. They have children, and it happens that it's during the time of the bubonic plague, and they have twins that grow up, and I'm not going to spoil too much, but like the wife has a vision that she's going to have two children, but she ends up with three. Again, this is not a spoiler because this is actual history that his 11-year-old son did die, whose name is Hamnet, and he, in this book, the book is not true to history because they don't actually know what Hamnet died of. They don't know if he drowned, if he died of the flu, whatever. But
So his kid was really named Hamnet?
Yes. Yeah.
Shakespeare's.
Yes.
And he wrote Hamlet.
Yeah, he wrote Hamlet because the names were at that time interchanged, like they, depending on the town, the dialect or whatever, it was kind of an interchangeable name.
Wow.
So,
no idea.
Yeah. After his son died, it spurred him on to write Hamlet, and it And it's a very emotional, I mean, obviously, anytime you're dealing with the death of a child, it's raw, it's emotional. They fully expect this Jesse Buckley, who plays the mother slash wife, to win the Academy Award for Best Actress in this. Paul Mescal does a great job. The kid is amazing who plays him. I mean, it's just, it is a movie and a story that'll just, it'll rip you up. It's a beautiful, beautifully shot though. I mean, it's a beautiful movie. And then, I mean, it's like everything is death right now with the movies, but then you have Wake Up Dead Man with the Knives Out mystery, and obviously somebody dies in that. So, yeah, better than the second one.
Good.
Better than the second one.
Glad to hear.
Still, I don't think anything's going to top the first. I think the first was kind of...
You know, it's funny. I'm not that into franchises. Okay. Like, I've never seen a single Fast and Furious or anything like that.
Well, you're not missing it.
Yeah, but the ones I am into, like Knives Out.
Sure.
Sort of like the Cardinals. I don't need the Cardinals to be in the playoffs every year to be a fan.
Right.
You know?
Right. Just give me a good, entertaining story. Yeah, absolutely. It's an Americanized version of, I can never get his first name right, for Agatha Christie, is Herco.
Yeah.
Hercule Poirot.
Poirot. The great detective mystery. We have our Benoit Blanc. So I think Daniel Craig has a great time playing him. I think it's fun for him. I think he enjoys the writing that this Rian Johnson brings. Josh O'Connor, who played the young Prince Charles in The Crown, he's also was in Challengers, I think, last year, did a great job. He can definitely carry a movie. He was so fantastic in it. It's got kind of a goth vibe to it because it's deep in a, like, I think it's the French country, Italian country, but I mean, beautifully shot, just... You, and those movies are fun. You just kind of want like a easy, fun little detective.
Sure.
Yeah, with good writing and
I spent another $20 on a movie.
Oh.
I know that you find that offensive.
It was for the show.
It really was for the show.
Well, I mean, I don't find it offensive. I find it offensive. I've told you something sucks and you just
true. No, I watched Disclosure.
Okay.
Because I'm into that and I knew the people on the show would be into that and it was
the
really
age
good.
Of Disclosure?
Yeah.
Is that about the extraterrestrial?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing that it had going for it is it lives in a genre that most alien abduction and contact movies are made on an iPhone. And they're just not that good. Like Bigfoot movies. And this one you could tell was a professionally done film.
Well, I mean, again, they shot 28 years later all on iPhone. So,
that's crazy.
I mean, it has definitely, you know, the quality has definitely gone up for those. There's a lot of directors that are moving towards the iPhone because it's cheap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're never going to see Christopher Nolan do it. He's not going to shoot The Odyssey.
That is so weird. You know what? That is so weird. I quit.
All right.
I was just about to say, apropos of almost nothing.
Okay.
That I was watching a TikTok yesterday of a guy that was in Oppenheimer.
Okay.
And what he was saying about Christopher Nolan's directing. And then you said Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
But it was the guy, he played one of the physicists and he's on a train with Oppenheimer in the beginning.
Okay.
And he talked about how Nolan typically does one or two takes and that's it. But with him, he did like 14 takes. And how he was not mean to him.
Right.
He was just very matter of fact. Like, I don't know what you're giving me.
Right.
I don't know what you're doing. And it just like brought home, because I always think like, I could act, you know, like it can't be that hard, you know.
I forgot there's a director that's known, I think it was this last one, whoever did Jay Kelly with George Clooney, and he's known for, Noah Baumbach is known for like 25 takes.
Like Kubrick. Mm.
Yeah, just take after, and just to the point of it exhausts you. And they say that Quentin Tarantino is one where once he gets the right take out of you, he'll actually say one more, let's do one more because we love making movies. That kind of thing. So it's
interesting.
Yeah. And then the only other thing is the rumor is there's going to be a 6-minute prologue for The Odyssey that comes out as a trailer before Avatar.
I've never heard hype like this.
I know. It's big.
I feel like there was a similar level of hype for Interstellar. I feel like people were extremely excited
about
it. But
not to the point where they were
buying... No one knew what it was going to be about. And
true.
We saw the poster one pixel at a time every day for
but this one, like, they sold tickets a year ahead of time
For Odyssey?
Yes. You can already, people have a lot of the 70 millimeter IMAX theaters.
When does it come out?
Next July.
I can't care about this movie right now.
Yeah, but no, like people were, as soon as they had those tickets go on sale, like the theaters were sold out. I mean, it's crazy. Mm. All the actors have come off the set saying this was the most exhausting, most work they've ever put into a movie, because he's not known for a lot of CGI. He wants practical sets and practicality, and like the horse is actually on the beach. And so,
do we know how long it is?
I imagine it'll be three. I can't imagine it would be anything shorter than around 3 hours, which, I mean, you know it'll be great.
Yeah.
But whew. But apparently there's going to be a
Odyssey is a synonymous word with very, very long story.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 326. Janelle is with us as she typically is on a Thursday, but since we're off tomorrow, she came in today. You can find her online at Holy L-E-L-L-E. Dave Murray is going to be back with us live in about 10 minutes. Janice's surgery was yesterday. I've not heard how it went. I'm sure it went fine. Otherwise, he wouldn't be on today.
Yeah, I saw an update on Facebook where, you know, she's got some pain ahead of her for a little while, but she's going to be okay.
They're going to need to find what do they call it? A thruple? They're going to need another. They're going to need another person.
They're going to have to form a weather polycule.
Yeah, neither of them can pick up more than 10 pounds. Mm. So
Dave Murray's backstage on the stream laughing right now.
Way back Wednesday.
Sure. 200 years ago, 1825, the first college social fraternity called Kappa Alpha was formed at Union College in New York. And get this, the original members invited friends over for dinner parties. They had baked potatoes and apples, and they enjoyed mirth and wit and merry song. So I'm just glad that that tradition is being continued in frat houses in 2025. I think those boys just sit around and have some apples and sing together. And
they have mirth.
They do. 103 years ago in 1922, King Tut's tomb was entered by American archaeologist Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon, sorry, of England.
I thought we were going to have to jump in and do CPR.
Should have skipped that one, probably.
Tut's curse is back.
I think the...
Your name shall never be said correctly.
The theme of the show this week is Rachel cannot speak. She has lost the ability to speak. 83 years ago in 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt ordered nationwide gasoline rationing, which was to begin on December 1st. Can you guys even imagine what Americans today would do if you told them they had to ration gas?
I remember the 70s when I was a little kid. I'm not sure that they were rationing it, but you would have to wait in line for an hour to get gas.
I remember that really distinctly.
That's crazy.
I cannot imagine what that would do to our society.
And interest rates on homes were like 13%.
Whew.
Is that good?
No.
If you think so, I'll make you a loan.
13.
She's nice and mighty. Just letting it all hang out. She's our friend.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 336. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are we doing out there?
Oh, just great.
how'd the surgery go? Successful?
Surgery went well. It was 4 hours, actual surgery. You know, the prep takes about an hour going in and an hour coming out. But, yeah, it went well. The doctor was very pleased with it. I've talked to him a couple of times since the operation. Like this guy a lot. So if you ever need elbow surgery or hand surgery, I got a guy for you.
Isn't it amazing, Dave? I remember when Nick was born, he was in the NICU for a couple of days. And then when my mom fell and broke her femur, and the orthopedic surgeon who did her surgery, in times like that, you with Janice yesterday, you're so thankful that people put in the time and effort to become doctors.
Yes. And you know what? And the support staff, the nurses at the surgery center, just everybody could not. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. She's got a plate and 7 screws now.
Yikes.
To go with her back fusion and her artificial hips.
Oh, my Lord.
She's going to be my bionic woman.
Yeah. No kidding.
But it's a long, you know, it's a long recovery. Luckily, she's not in a lot of pain today. They did put a nerve block in, so that covered her for about 20 hours. But, yeah, we've got stuff for her when she needs it. But she hasn't needed it yet, other than, you know, some Tylenol and Motrin, stuff like that.
Well, she could never take an MRI, right?
It has to be done very carefully, from what I understand. She's had some MRIs, but yeah, she likes to light up the airport when we travel.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys.
But, you know, it's just going to be a process.
Yeah.
A long recovery. We have a follow up next Wednesday, I think it is, in the morning, and we'll know a lot there. She's in a splint, and she's in a.
Sling.
One of these things. Yeah, sling. Yeah. And the doctor made it very clear. He goes, you do not take any of this off.
Good.
Especially, he said, the work in there is perfect. I put things back where they should be. It was funny. He goes, okay, remember that piece? That's now here. That piece is here. This piece is here. This stuff is gone. Yeah. You know,
nuts.
He said, I went in. It was nice to hear a surgeon go, you know, I had a game plan. Based on all the information we had, and it was perfect. The game plan worked.
Good. Well, give her our love.
Absolutely.
So exciting weather this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit anyway. But first, I know Andrew likes to do this. What's the warmest Thanksgiving ever in St. Louis?
I'm going to say 89.
Wow.
Oh, I thought we were all going to guess a year, and I was like, man, how are we going to know
that?
No,
that's temperature.
1989?
Temperature. It was 1981. It actually happened 3 times in climate history, but 1981 is when we had it.
I'm going to guess 84 degrees.
78.
Okay, 74.
Okay.
I was only 10 degrees off.
Mm-hmm. How about the coldest?
Ooh.
Negative 2.
15.
7.
8. Very close, Rach.
Ooh.
Very close. Awesome. And we have had snow on Thanksgiving. What's the most we've ever had? It happened in 1929.
8 inches.
4 inches.
7 inches.
8 inches seems crazy. That's a lot of snow.
6.5. Oh, a lot of snow. Yeah. Okay, so what we're doing now, it's cold, obviously. It's been windy most of the day. It's windy this evening. We'll go down to 29 tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Lots of sunshine, breezy. It's a cold day, 42, 25 Thursday night. Friday is quiet, partly sunny and 39. Friday night, the evening is fine, but some sloppy, wet snow moves in way after midnight. It may even be holding off until first thing in the morning on Saturday. 32 for the low, so borderline temperatures. Saturday, a mix of snow and rain. The focus on snow in the morning on Saturday, a mix of rain and snow during the afternoon, 39 for the high. I think we will see some accumulating snow. That will happen Saturday morning, mainly on the grass, trees, parked cars, things like that. because ground temperatures are warm, road temperatures above freezing, and the air temperature will be above freezing for the most part. But there will be sloppy, wet snow, slushy snow gathering in places, hamster-sized snowflakes. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, 32, and even colder Monday and Tuesday of next week, highs in the 20s, lows in the teens with snow flurries around.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We will we'll be updating this. I know you guys are off on Friday, but we're gonna pop in at some point and do an update. And we, of course, will update it on Facebook.
Dave, I saw the wonderful hamster-sized snowflakes graphic on Facebook
earlier
today.
They're back.
They're very cute.
They're very cute. That's that phrase I developed over 20 years ago. And have had people say, you know, other people use it now, but whenever they say it, all I think about is you.
It gives a picture.
So guys, maybe you shouldn't say it.
Headlines Rage.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the FBI is opening an inquiry into those six Democrats who appeared in the video urging troops to defy illegal orders. Four of those House members said the FBI contacted the House and Senate Sergeant-at-Arms to arrange interviews with these lawmakers. The Justice Department and FBI have declined to comment.
I'm pretty emotional about this. What we're talking about is Senator Mark Kelly and five of his colleagues doing a 90-second video saying to the troops of the United States, you know, you don't have to follow illegal orders. You can defy them. That's the Constitution. And I said the next day, I thought it was kind of a D move. I thought it was unnecessary. I trust the military to know what is legal and illegal. I think they did it to troll Donald Trump. I think they did it to bait Donald Trump. And they did it effectively with all the, you know, sedition, punishable by death, hang 'em stuff. And I loathe Pete Hegseth. I think he's an empty suit. I honor his service, but I think he is a boot-licking former weekend Fox television host who is so above his head in what he's doing. And how dare he even talk about punishing or prosecuting a former naval pilot, astronaut, been launched into space four times, had his wife shot in the head. How dare you even speak his name? I think what they did was wrong. I think it's nowhere even close, not within a million miles of illegal. And so I kind of hope that they do screw with Mark Kelly, because I think it's going to come back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, I said the other day, like, it was silly of these lawmakers to be like, what? This had nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's a simple reminder. Like,
we all know
what you were saying. The thing is, they are allowed to say that.
Yeah. In fact, they're allowed to say, don't follow any of his orders. A sitting senator is allowed to give an opinion, even if that opinion's really unpopular.
And from my understanding, it wasn't even like a brand new statement they made. They were just reiterating the oath that they already taken going into the service. Yeah. All they did was read that back to them.
Yeah.
They didn't come up with anything new. And eventually these Fox News hosts are going to pick a fight with somebody that is more capable than them. So
The Pentagon is also considering cutting ties with the Scouts, according to a new report, formerly known as the Boy Scouts, of course, due to concerns about the organization promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. So Pete Hegseth criticized the group in a draft memo to Congress, accusing it of attacking boy-friendly spaces and being genderless. So they want to pull medical and logistical aid to the National Jamboree and prohibit Scout troops from meeting at military installations.
Well, it's about time we took those Boy Scouts down a notch.
Now, the Pentagon has not yet confirmed the authenticity of these leaked memos, but Scouting America expressed surprise and disappointment at this policy change, because they've had a really long-standing relationship with the military. So that would be sad to see this happen, for sure.
I was once guilty of stolen valor.
Of the Scouts?
Yeah. When I was in kindergarten, I found a Weeblo hat, and I started wearing it. And I got called out by a second grader who was in the Cub Scouts. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know. I was at a Weeblo bar.
Yeah. You can't.
You don't know what you just walked into, boy. Yeah.
You weren't in the stuff like I was, man.
Andrew, how does that make you feel?
Pretty sickening, I gotta be honest.
You're never gonna look at me the same again.
How dare you, sir?
What was the name of your boxcar derby?
Let's do
that's
one more
pine
story.
Boxcar,
pine boxcar, that's right. See, you didn't even know. You no thought idea. It was made of balsa wood.
One more story here. The Louvre Museum is going to add 100 external cameras by 2026 after this heist exposed their security flaws.
Good timing.
And hopefully change that password.
Yeah. Change the password from 123 to something else, please.
It's now going
to
be Louvre 1.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, I think we put the special character on the end. I think Louvre, we're safe now.
Louvre with a 0 and a 3
Who
instead
knew
of an L&E.
That we could at any time just walk in and take crowns and stuff.
Yeah. It's been so, I know we talked about this before, but it's been so interesting watching, seeing that there actually is no like institution backing up all these things.
Right.
It really is just like, you can just walk in and take the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, it's like for decades, people have just been telling us stuff. We're like, okay, can't go there. All right, Dave, you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You guys too.
You guys remember this song?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
What a jam, huh?
Stone Cold Vacation Bible School classic.
A 58-year-old man in Maryland was arrested last weekend after he pointed a gun at a group of preteen Christmas carolers who came to his door. Let me just say, I get it.
Oh man,
I knew you were gonna be like, if there's ever a moment.
Oh man, it's just death. It's only happened to me a couple of times. But it was it's like, if God forbid I ever have terminal cancer, just bring carolers to my room because it'll make it feel like I'm living another 12 years. Like, it's just the longest, most boring, awkward thing ever. Okay.
Write it down.
You guys like it? You like carolers?
I don't think I've ever seen any. I
mean, not in real life?
No.
If they ever came to my house, I just wouldn't open the door.
Right. I like them. I think they're nice.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that. But apparently,
yeah, in my neighborhood they do.
Dave, what if they were like, joy to the world?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. You know who else loves me? Mormons.
Mm. Are they always showing up?
Yeah, they come to the house. They're like, hey, can we spread the good news? And, you know, Maureen, whoever's like, eh, no thanks. And they're like, can I ask you, is this where Dave Glover lives?
How did they know?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Dude, it's because you're opening the door. You got to stop opening. You're never getting through my door. I'm never opening it for anybody that comes to it.
You guys see the Kate Beckinsale thing?
No.
She's so odd. She was on Kimmel and says that her daughter's boyfriend lays eggs and laid two eggs in her presence. Okay. And she had a picture of one. And she never broke character. It wasn't a joke. She thinks her daughter's boyfriend lays eggs.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
She's dating a chicken.
You know I love the ladies!
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keyshana's at UHC.com.